with recreational marijuana legal in Massachusetts as of December 15th, thanks to Massachusetts voters who passed a ballot question earlier this month, lawmakers, citizens, and businesses are getting ready. Among them, garden centers, as Carrie Healy reports.
The first real change coming December 15th will be the ability for adults in Massachusetts to grow up to 6 pot plants inside legally. Tom Giles at the Hadley Garden Center says he's taking a wait-and-see approach to ordering and stocking additional items people could use to grow marijuana successfully.
We'll find out whatever products they think they need to have. We certainly don't know anything here as far as, or I don't, that's for sure, know what the product of choice is or what things they need. I mean, we're just going to kind of react.
In Shelburne Falls, Pat Schmidt at Shelburne Farm and Garden says her store is already ready.
We have like grow mixes that we've already been seeing an influx of people buying them seasonally. Our suppliers already have cued us in to when they rotate their crops. We're already getting that education from our suppliers to be prepared.
Schmidt says for the last 2 years, one of the store's major suppliers based in California has been educating stores like hers about marijuana growing. One thing suppliers aren't offering, marijuana-specific signs she can display in the store.
And now that it's increased the amount of states that are doing it, maybe that will be something that they will offer us, but so far it's very quietly referred to as growing tomatoes because they have the same requirements.
So all the supplies for growing tomatoes will continue to be stocked at Massachusetts garden centers next month, except the seeds.
There's nothing in our provision that says that garden centers can't give advice or sell products that would help growers of marijuana, but the local garden supply just cannot sell marijuana itself unless they become a licensed cultivator or retailer.
That's Jim Borgazzani, Director of Communications for the Yes on 4 campaign. He says getting seeds to plant on December 15th, that's a gray area.
Well, it's probably going to, at this point, have to come from previously not legal plant material.
Borgazzani says his group does not anticipate an increase in the number of people growing pot based upon the history of other states who have legalized recreational marijuana. And what about potential marijuana customers without a green thumb? Well, legal retail sales of pot are more than a year away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Healy.